Offside. Sultanove padle province. Čez vikend je na turških lokalnih volitvah vsemogočno ljudsko zavezništvo novodobnega sultana Recepa Tayyipa Erdogana izgubilo oblast nad številnimi mesti in provincami proti subverzivnim prozahodnim silam Republikanske ljudske stranke, znane kot JHP, in izdajalski desničarski novi stranki Blaginje. Prebujenski zahodnjaški republikanci so domoljubne sile Erdoganove stranke za pravičnost in razvoj za županske mandate premagali v 35 od 81 provinc, tokrat celo na podeželju, izven svojih tradicionalnih urbanih trdnjav. Vendar ne bojte se, janičari, to nikakor ne pomeni, da imajo zahodnjaške subverzivne sile prevlado nad turškim ljudstvom. Republikanci, ti zapriseženi kemalisti, so zmagali zgolj na videz. Glasovi za desnico so se na lokalnih volitvah razporedili med tri večje stranke. Poleg Erdoganove se je dobro odrezala še stranka nacionalističnega gibanja, ki na državni ravni sultanu zagotavlja parlamentarno večino. Nova stranka Blaginje pa je tako še bolj desna opcija od vladajočih osmanistov. Dejstvo. Županovanje Istanbulu, ki je z več kot 15-milijonskim prebivalstvom gospodarska prestolnica Turčije, je ohranil Ekrem Imamoglu, ki je za sultanovo oblast precej posebej moteč. Državne oblasti so ga dale tudi zapreti, a se je politik iz JHP-ja uspel obdržati na svobodi dovolj dolgo za zmago na volitvah. Podobno so republikanci ohranili župana v uradni prestolnici Ankari. V provincah Kutahija, Amasija in Kilis so tri desne stranke skupaj prejele večje število glasov od centristov. A kljub temu so desne stranke oblast v treh provincah izgubile. Zaradi enokrožnega večinskega volilnega sistema, po katerem volitve zmaga kandidat z največjim številom glasov, če tudi ni dosegel absolutne večine, je razdrobljenost desnice pripomogla k dobrim izidom JHP-ja. Tako je na primer v provinci Kutahija kandidat JHP-ja zmagal zgolj 26% glasov, čeprav so desne stranke skupaj prejele okrog 64% podpore. Se pa desnici obeta več uspeha v mestnih svetih in provincialnih skupščinah, kjer so svetniki in poslanci razdeljeni po proporcionalnem sistemu. Kot pove Ricardo Gasco, politolog in gostujoči znanstveni sodelavec na Istanbulski univerzi Sabanč, imajo provincialne skupščine veliko vpliva pri vodenju province.
The provincial council is responsible for managing, for example, the environment and the building regulation outside the municipal territories. And the municipality plays a crucial role because it's also responsible for building regulation, transportation, urban infrastructure and waste collection, which were some of the highest topics on the agenda for the electoral campaign on both sides. So as you can see, local elections in Turkey are very important. Also for another factor, if you think that yesterday 61 millions of people went to the polls altogether, that of course increased the importance of the local election and brings it also to a national level, as it was also highlighted, especially with the result of the main opposition party.
Neodvisni novinar Walter Masing, ki turško politiko med drugim spremlja za spletni portal Turki Recap, doda, da je bila zmaga JHP-ja ponekod odvisna od discipline volivcev.
In Istanbul also voters were let's say disciplined in order to vote for example for the largest opposition party. So for example the Dem party, this is the pro-Kurdish party, that was normally pollsters thought they would take like 5% of the vote, Actually, they only garnered 2% of the vote because people voted in favor of Imamoglu, of the incumbent mayor of Istanbul.
Ravno taka enotnost pa je tokrat manjkala desnemu polu, saj je veliko število glasov pobrala skrajno desna nova stranka Blaginje. Več o tej stranki pove Gasko.
The New Welfare Party, as you said, it's a relatively recent party. It was founded in 2018 and it considers itself the successor of the Welfare Party, the Refah Party, which was a significant Islamist party in the 1990s. Fatih Erbakan, who is the party's founder and leader, is the son of the late Turkish Prime Minister Necmettin Erbakan, who founded the original Welfare Party and also inspired the Milli Gurush ideology, which characterized Turkish politics back in the 90s. So basically, the party's ideology emphasizes conservatism and Islamism, and it's based on the founding slogan, like, we are here for our nation. So among its goal, the Yeniden Refah Partisi includes prioritizing morality and spirituality, and also aiming to redesign the world under an order based on Turkish leadership. They are strong advocates of the current presidential system, and they are characterized by strong anti-LGBT stances and also strong anti-Zionist stance, which is very much in line with its predecessor.
Stranka Nove Blaginje je torej, kot dodaja Gasko, nagovarjala specifično volilno bazo, in sicer nad Erdoganom razočarane islamiste.
One of the factors of the rising of the new Welfare Party and the fact that was able to conquer, basically, and to win the election in Şanlıurfa and Yozgat to Turkish municipality can be generally attributed to the general discontent among Erdogan's more conservative and extremist and as well as Islamist electorate.
Slabšega rezultata Erdoganove koalicije ni povzročila zgolj delitev na desnici. Gasko navaja, da je med razlogi za zmago opozicije tudi trenutno gospodarsko stanje. Kljub agresivnemu zviševanju ključnih obrestnih mer, ki ga od lanske zmage Erdogana na predsedniških volitvah izvaja centralna banka, inflacije niso uspeli bistveno znižati. Denimo na področju živil je medletna inflacija še zmeraj okrog 70%.
Definitely what we've been seeing yesterday, it's definitely one of the most important results of the last 20 years, because the CHP, so the main opposition party, was never able to achieve such results at the national level, actually overcoming the support gathered by the AKP, so the party under the current president of Turkey, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. So, well, I would generally divide the reason into two first categories. And the first one is that leaders matter. And many CHP electors didn't want to vote for the old JP that was directed by Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, and so saw in Özgür Özel, the new chairman of the party, a fresh figure and sort of an inspiring figure, and so decided to basically give a chance to this new leadership. And of course, most probably the most important factor, as you already mentioned, is related to the economy, because Erdogan has yet to fulfill his promise on the economic rebound. And as you may remember, before the May 2023 presidential election, Erdogan was telling his supporter to hold on and that better times are coming, but this is yet to be seen in Turkey. And so most probably the electorate is tired of this never-ending increasing inflation and the loss of purchasing power for of the population. So yeah, I would definitely link the victory and the sort of entrance, the sweep of the CHP into regions that were generally under the leadership of the AKP to these two main factors. As I said, leaders and economy.
Masing dodaja, da je k uspehu JHP-ja pripomogla tudi menjava na vrhu stranke. Novembra se je od mesta predsednika stranke poslovil Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, na izrednem strankarskem kongresu pa ga je nadomestil Uzgur Özel.
During the May election, so the presidential elections, basically the then head of the Republic's People Party, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, was fielded as the primary candidate of a oppositional large alliance. And then there was already a lot of contestation if he should run or not, because he was actually not deemed that popular. The two mayors of the JHP, of Imamoglu and Yavaş, were often considered to be more popular. However, I don't know, due to certain dynamics, he was fielded as a candidate, and then he lost. And this was seen, of course, as a big, big defeat. Then following afterwards, what created a lot of resentment, from what I saw, is that he also didn't want to resign. And then eventually they held a special congress, I think it was in November, and then Özgür Özel won this election within the party. Yeah, and he has been able to it seems like he has been able to rebuild this party, to give new, to how do you say this, rejuvenated, like renew it, and together, I mean, with the help of all these popular mayors, they have been able to win a lot of elections.
Uspeha strank ne moremo meriti zgolj po številu osvojenih županskih mandatov, saj je zelo pomembna tudi sestava provincialnih skupščin. JHP je na volitvah v večjih mestih tudi na tem področju doživela uspeh.
So if I'm correct, so when you go to vote, you not only you vote for different layers. So when we take Istanbul, you vote for the mayorship, but then you also vote for the, for example, also for the assembly of the basically the regional parliament. And what is something extremely important with this is that in the last elections, these regional municipalities, for example, in Istanbul, were predominantly won by the AKP. So even though the mayor was CHP, the assembly was predominantly AKP, which still gives them a lot of local power. Also, this is significant for another thing, that the CHP won these local districts, has a majority in these districts in Ankara and in Istanbul, as an assembly. If for example, there was these talks that Yavaş and Imamoglu, the both mayors of these two biggest cities, would possibly run for mayor. However, one thing that was used against fielding one of them is that at that time the assemblies were AKP dominated. So if, for example, Imamoglu would have run for presidency, that meant that he would be replaced by an AKP candidate. However, as the assemblies now are also, how do you call this? They are also now under the control of the opposition. This means that if they would, for example, in upcoming elections, if, for example, there will be snap elections or whatever, if something happens, their mayorship still remains within the power of the opposition. So this is very significant.
Vendar župani, kot še meni Masing, tudi z obvladovanjem provincialnih skupščin nimajo absolutne moči v provinci, saj jim to omejujejo provincialni guvernerji, ki jih postavlja predsednik države, torej Erdogan, brez soglasja parlamenta.
For example, I think those are also still, how do you call this, responsible, for example, I think for like the police and stuff like this. So this is also what you see with these, like for maintaining order, etc. So if you look at like protests and stuff, I think this is still being the governor is still responsible for this. So with, for example, huge anti, I don't know, for example, Erdogan rallies or, I don't know, huge rallies that are being held, it's still this governor that is able to apply pressure on this. So in this sense, they have a lot of power still.
Preludij v volitve je bil napet na jugovzhodu države, kjer je večinsko prebivalstvo kurdsko, saj je država, kot pove Masing, tam pogosto posegala v lokalno autonomijo.
In the Kurdish area in Turkey, in the southeast, what you see is this, this happens basically in last year. So the HDP, or now called Dem Party, this is the pro-Kurdish party, it basically has become in general Turkey's third largest party. And it has been widely popular, yeah, among Kurdish voters, so particularly in the southeastern parts of Turkey, provinces in Turkey. However, following the 2019 elections, where it basically took a majority of those provinces there, the AKP removed them from office, often on like so-called terrorism charges, etc. And they appointed trustees. Now they won again, of course. So they will have their the Dem Party will have again their mayors in place.
Na samih volitvah je vlada poskušala vplivati na rezultat tudi na druge načine.
So there have been these accusations that they did accounting. For example, oh, we missed 6,000 votes. We will send 6,000 soldiers there in order to vote, etc. And there you can see a lot of footage online of Kurdish voters cursing at these military personnel, etc. That is going out to vote. So this is what you see. So basically, one way or another, they try to influence the vote.
Leta 2028 Erdogan ne bo mogel več kandidirati za predsednika države zaradi omejitve na dva mandata, kar ponuja priložnost opoziciji, da z dovolj prepričljivim kandidatom tudi prekine sultanovo neomajno vladavino. Vendar je bila zmaga kemalistov na tokratnih volitvah bolj navidezna, kot se na prvi pogled zdi. Ne nazadnje so poraz Erdoganu ankete napovedovale že na lanskih predsedniških volitvah, pa se je uspel izmazati. Offsite je pripravil vajenac Rok, pomagal je Jan.